Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. Dramatized by Stephen Mulryan. With Gary Cady as the Savage, Jack Claff as Mustafa Mond, the Controller of Western Europe, Moya Leslie as Lenina Crown, Jonathan Tafler as Bernard Marks, and Francis de la Tour as Linda. Brave New World.
This is the fertilizing room. Now, follow me, ladies and gentlemen. I shall begin at the beginning. These are the incubators. The weak supply of ova, here, kept at blood heat. And the male gametes, here, kept at 35 degrees, note, not 37.
Full blood heat sterilizes, sir?
Correct. After fertilization, of course, the ova are returned here to the incubators where alphas and betas will remain until definitely bottled. Gammas, deltas and epsilons, on the other hand, are brought out again to undergo Bokanovsky's process.
Bokanovsky, sir?
Yes. Essentially, Bokanovsky's process consists of a series of arrests of development. We check the normal growth and, paradoxically, the egg responds by budding. It takes 8 minutes for the tubes to go through. That's about as much as an egg can stand of hard x-rays. A few die, of course, but most put out 4 buds. Some as many as 8. They're returned to the incubators, the buds begin to develop, and after 2 days, they're suddenly chilled. Normal growth is arrested, and the buds, in turn, produce buds. They're then removed from the incubators, dosed with alcohol, growth is again checked, buds form. Bud, out of bud, out of bud. And the embryos are then left to develop, by which time our original egg is in a fair way to becoming anything from 8 to 96 embryos.
96.
A prodigious improvement on nature, I'm sure you'll agree.
Yes.
Sir, I'm not sure I understand.
My dear boy, can't you see? Can't you see? Anyone?
Bokanovsky's process is one of the major instruments of social stability.
Precisely. Standard men and women in uniform batches. The whole of a small factory staffed with the products of a single Bokanovskified egg. 96 identical twins working 96 identical machines. For the first time in history, you really know where you are. Community, identity, stability.
Community, identity, stability!
Yes. True, we can't Bokanovskify indefinitely, but in exceptional cases, we can make one ovary yield us over 15,000 adult individuals. Mr. Forster.
Director.
Mr. Forster, can you tell us the record for a single ovary, please?
In this center, sir, 16,012. That's in 189 batches of identicals. Of course, they've done much better in some of the tropical centres, but we mean to beat them if we can.
That's the spirit. Come along with us and give these students the benefit of your expert knowledge.
With pleasure, sir.
Really, Lenina? Do you mean to tell me you're still going out with Henry Forster?
But it's only about 4 months.
Lenina? Seriously, I do really think you ought to be careful. It's such horrible bad form to go on like this with one man. You know how strongly the director objects to anything intense or long drawn. Why, he'd be furious if he knew. Lenina? Well, there's no need to give him up. Just have somebody else from time to time, that's all. He has other girls, hasn't he?
But of course.
You see? That shows what he stands for, the strictest conventionality. And you really ought to be a little more promiscuous. One's got to make the effort. After all, everyone belongs to everyone else.
Yes, you're quite right, as usual. Everyone belongs to everyone else. I'll make the effort.
Oh, isn't that
divine.
Oh, Robina, yes. I wonder if there's a vibromassage machine free. You know, to tell you the truth, Annie, I'm beginning to get just a tiny bit bored with nothing but Henry every day. Do you know Bernard Murdoch?
Oh, you don't mean to say...
Well, why not? Bernard's now for plus. Besides, he's asked me to go to one of the savage reservations with him.
But his reputation, Lenina. They say he spends most of his time by himself, alone.
Well, he won't be alone when he's with me. Anyhow, why appeal so beastly to him? I think he's rather sweet.
Oh, he's so ugly.
I rather like his look.
And he's so small. They say somebody made a mistake when he was still in the bottle. Thought he was a gamma and put alcohol into his blood surrogate. That's why he's so stunted.
Oh, what nonsense.
Oh, that's cold!
And here we have social predestination. 88 cubic meters of card index brought up to date every morning.
So many individuals of such and such quality. Unforeseen wastages promptly made good.
Promptly? If you knew the amount of overtime I had to put in after the last Japanese earthquake.
Let's take the escalator. The predestinators send their figures to the fertilizers, who supply the embryos they ask for, and the bottles come here to be predestinated in detail. Give them a few figures, Mr. Forster.
Well, each of these racks, though you can't see it, is traveling at the rate of 8 meters a day. And each bottle will remain on the conveyor for 267 days.
And on the 267th morning, daylight in the decanting room. Independent existence. Yes.
But in the interval, we've managed to do a lot to them. Oh, a very great deal.
Well, all I can say is that I'm going to accept. And I do want to see a savage reservation.
You're hopeless, Lenina. I give you up.
Do I look all right?
Perfect. Very pneumatic.
Oh, Fanny, darling.
Let's make peace. Look.
Oh, Lenina, what a perfectly sweet Malthusian belt.
It's real Morocco surrogate. Do you like it?
Oh!
It holds the regulation supply of contraceptives, too.
I simply must get one.
Henry Foster gave it me. I'm wearing it this evening. Two rounds of obstacle golf before dark, then the Westminster Abbey Cabaret. It's Calvin Stone.
Oh, and it's 16 saxophonists. Wonderful.
Yes. Then back to Henry's room, half gram of Soma, and...
Oh, Lenina, do ask Henry where he got that belt.
Of course, we don't content ourselves with merely hatching out embryos. Any cow could do that. We also predestine and condition. We decant our babies as socialized human beings, as alphas or epsilons, as future sewage workers or future directors of hatcheries.
Thank you, Mr. Forster.
As you can see, the mechanic here, a beta plus?
That's correct.
Is reducing the number of revolutions per minute. The blood surrogate goes round slower, therefore passes through the lungs at longer intervals. Therefore, gives the embryo less oxygen. Nothing like oxygen shortage for keeping an embryo below par.
But why do you want to keep the embryo below par?
Hasn't it occurred to you that an epsilon embryo must have an epsilon environment as well as an epsilon heredity?
The lower the caste, the shorter the oxygen. The first organ to be affected is the brain. And in epsilons, we just don't need human intelligence. Now, over here... Just past the 1100-meter mark on rack three, we have a batch of embryonic rocket engineers. Oh. This special mechanism keeps their containers in constant rotation to improve their sense of balance. We slacken off the circulation when they're right way up so that they're upside down. They learn to associate topsy-turvydom with well-being. In fact, they're only truly happy when they're standing on their head. Now, I'd like to show you some very interesting conditioning for Alpha Plus intellectuals. We have a big batch of them on rack five.
I'm sorry, Mr. Forster. 10 to 3. No time for the intellectual embryos, I'm afraid. We must go up to the nurseries before the children have finished their afternoon sleep. Some other time, perhaps.
Oh, Bernard, I was looking for you.
Nina, hello.
I wanted to talk to you about our New Mexico trip. I'd simply love to come with you for a week in July. That is, if you still want to have me.
Look, Lenina, hadn't we better talk about it somewhere else?
Why?
I mean, with all these people about.
How funny you are. Now, you'll give me at least a week's warning, won't you?
Lenina, I...
Bernard, what on earth's the matter? Oh, anyway, I must fly, Bernard. I'm meeting Henry Forster on the roof. Let me know in good time about the date. Bye.
Well, I should say she was pretty, eh? Pneumatic, too.
And how?
Yes.
I say, Martin, don't look glum. What you need is a gram of soma. 1 cubic centimeter cures 10 gloomy sentiments.
Oh, shut up!
Well, really? What's the matter with the fellow?
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. The infant nursery. And before we enter the Neo-Pavlovian conditioning rooms, a little background. Once upon a time, while our Ford was still on Earth, there was a little Polish boy called Rubin Rabinowicz. You know what Polish is, I suppose?
A dead language, sir, like French and German.
And what about parent?
Well, sir, when the babies were decanted...
Born?
Well, then they were the parents... I mean, the parents were the father and mother.
The mother, yes. These are unpleasant facts, I know. Most historical facts are unpleasant. Anyway, in those days of gross viviparous reproduction, children were always brought up by their parents and not in state conditioning centres. And little Reuben's mother and father, one evening, by an oversight, happened to leave the radio turned on in his bedroom. While the child was asleep, a broadcast program from London started to come through. And the next morning, to the astonishment of his mother and father, little Reuben woke up repeating, word for word, a long lecture by a curious old writer, one of the very few whose works have been permitted to come down to us, George Bernard Shaw. The principle of sleep teaching or hypnopedia had been discovered. However, those early experimenters were on the wrong track. They thought that hypnopedia could be made an instrument of intellectual education, whereas if they'd only started on moral education... Let's go in. Now, everyone, absolute silence, please. Mustn't wake the babies. Nurse?
Yes, Director.
What's the lesson this afternoon?
Well, we had elementary sex for the first 40 minutes, but now it's switched over to elementary class consciousness.
Elementary class consciousness. Let's have it a little louder.
Stupid to be able to read or write. Besides, they wear black, which is a beastly color. I'm so glad I'm a beta. Alpha children wear grey. They work much harder than we do because they're so frightfully clever. I'm really awfully glad I'm a beta because I don't work so hard. And then we are much better than the gammas and deltas. Gammas are stupid. They all wear green, and delta children wear khaki. Oh, no, I don't want to play with delta children. And epsilons are still worse.
Yes.
They're too stupid.
They'll have that repeated 40 or 50 times more before they wake. 120 times, 3 times a week, for 30 months. After which, they go on to a more advanced lesson. This is the greatest moralizing and socializing force of all time.
I really enjoyed the golf, Henry. Let's just go to the Feelies this evening, shall we? I hear the new one at the Alhambra is first rate. There's a love scene on a bearskin rug. They say it's marvellous. Every hair of the bear reproduced. The most amazing tactual effects.
All right. Look, Lenina, that's the Hounslow Feely studio now. Do you see?
They must be changing the shift. All those gammas and epsilons, they're like ants. I suppose they're queuing up for a place in one of those monorail things. I'm glad we don't have to. Khaki's a hideous colour, don't you think?
Of course. And that's Slough Crematorium. Now we'll soon be home.
Henry, why do the smokestacks have those things like balconies round them?
Phosphorus recovery. More than 1.5 kilos per adult corpse. Yes, it's fine to think we can go on being socially useful even after we're dead, making plants grow.
True. But isn't it queer that alphas and betas won't make any more plants grow than those nasty little gammas and deltas and epsilons down there?
All men are physico-chemically equal. Besides, even epsilons are useful.
Oh, yes. Everyone works for everyone else. I suppose epsilons don't really mind being epsilons.
Of course they don't. How can they?
I'm glad I'm not one.
But if you were an epsilon, your conditioning would have made you no less thankful that you weren't a beta or an alpha. Everybody's happy now.
Yes, everybody's happy now. Well, I'm not sure about Bernard Marx.
Him. He's a rhinoceros. You can't teach a rhinoceros tricks, and some men are like that. They don't respond properly to conditioning, poor devil. Bernard's one of them. He's pretty harmless, though.
Pretty disquieting, all the same. That mania of his for doing things in private. I mean, what can you do in private? Apart from going to bed, of course, and you can't do that all the time. But do you know what he wanted to do our first afternoon together? Go walking in the Lake District. Land on top of Skiddaw and walk for a couple of hours in the heather. Alone with me.
But surely you'd be alone all night.
No. He meant alone for talking.
Talking? What about?
Himself. He was really miserable the whole afternoon. Absolutely refused a half gram of soma. I'd rather be myself, he said. Myself and nasty. Not somebody else, however jolly.
1 cubic centimetre.
Cures 10 gloomy sentiments, of course it does. And a gram in time saves 9. He said he wanted to be more on his own, not just a cell in the social body.
Really?
It's horrible. How could he talk like that about not wanting to be part of the social body? After all, everyone works for everyone else. We can't do without anyone. Even epsilons.
Even epsilons are useful.
Exquisite little creature, isn't she? You know, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to tell you may sound incredible. But for a very long period before the time of our Ford, and even for some generations afterwards, erotic play between children was regarded as abnormal. And not only abnormal, actually immoral.
Sir, do you mean children weren't allowed to amuse themselves?
Even adolescents, like yourself. Ridiculous. Barring a little surreptitious autoerotism and homosexuality, absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
In most cases, until they were over 20 years old.
20 years old?
20. I told you you'd find it incredible.
But, sir, what happened? What were the results?
I can tell you. The results were terrible. Terrible.
Controller. What an unexpected pleasure. Students, what are you thinking of? This is the controller. This is his fortship, Mustafa Mond, the resident controller for Western Europe, one of the 10 world controllers.
Yes, yes, Director. I'll take over from here, I think.
You mean you'll stay and actually talk to the...
It's all right, Thomas. I won't corrupt them. Now, you all remember, I suppose, that beautiful and inspired saying of our Ford's, history is bunk. History is bunk.
Shut lips, sleeping faces, every something machine, every stopped machine. Yes. Shut lips, Sleeping faces, every stopped machine. The dumb and littered places where crowds have been. Shut lips, sleeping faces, every stopped machine, the dumb and littered places where crowds have been. Yes, Helmholtz, Emotional Engineering.
Helmholtz, it's me, Bernard.
Oh.
I'm at the door. Are you busy?
Yes. No, of course not. Come in.
Hello.
Come in, please, and sit down.
Helmholtz, what on earth have you been hiding these days?
I've just been working on some new poems, that's all. You know, this last week or two, I've been cutting all my committees and all my girls. You can't imagine what a hullabaloo they're making about it down at the college. Still, I think it's worth it. I think. But did you ever feel, Bernard, as though you had something inside you? Some sort of extra power that you aren't using?
You mean all the emotions one might be feeling if things were different?
Not quite. Now, I'm thinking of a queer feeling I sometimes get, a feeling that I've got something important to say and the power to say it, only I just don't know what it is. And I can't make any use of the power.
But your things are good, Helmholtz.
No, as far as they go. But they go such a little way. You know, words can be like X-rays. Well, if you use them properly. They'll go through anything. You read and you're pierced. You see, that's one of the things I try to teach my students, how to write piercingly. But what on earth's the good of being pierced by an article about a Ford's Day commute at Ising or the latest improvement in scent organs? Actually, you know, I have been working on something.
Shh! I think there's somebody at the door. Oh. I'm sorry. I suppose I've let things get on my nerves a bit. Actually, I'm taking Lena Crown to New Mexico with me.
Try to imagine what living with one's family was like, what a home was like. Home, a few small rooms, stiflingly over-inhabited by a man, a periodically teeming woman, a rabbit hole, a midden, reeking with emotion. What suffocating intimacies, what dangerous, insane, obscene relationships. Maniacally, the mother brooding over her children. Her children brooding over them like a cat over its kittens. But a cat that could talk. A cat that could say, my baby, over and over again. My baby, and oh, at my breast, the little hands, the hunger, and that unspeakable agonizing pleasure till at last my baby sleeps. My baby sleeps with a bubble of white milk at the corner of his mouth. My little baby sleeps.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Yes. You may well shudder. And our Freud, or our Freud, as he chose to call himself whenever he spoke of psychological matters, our Freud was the first to reveal the appalling dangers of family life. The world was full of mothers, therefore of every kind of perversion, from sadism to chastity, full of brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, full of madness and suicide. And there were also husbands, wives, lovers, everywhere, exclusiveness.
But, sir, surely everyone belongs to everyone else.
Yes.
Indeed. No wonder those poor pre-moderns were mad and wicked and miserable. My love, my baby, they were forced to feel strongly, and feeling strongly in solitude, in hopelessly individual isolation. How could they be stable?
Stability!
Yes, stability. The primal and ultimate need. Stability.
Well, it's most disrespectful.
Oh, yes. I wonder what his excuse will be this time. This is the third solidarity service in a row he's been late.
And it's not as if we can start without him.
No.
It's a bit thick. Fanny, is it true that Lenina Crown's having him?
Well, not yet.
I mean, she's so pneumatic. And he's so...
He is really...
You're late, Mr. Marks.
I'm sorry, Madam President. I didn't mean
to... Don't let it happen again. Now, let us worship our Ford with the singing of the first solidarity hymn.
We are 12, oh make us one, light drops within the social river. Oh make us now together run, as swiftly as thy shining flipper.
What on earth kept you, Bernard? What were you playing this afternoon?
Nothing.
Did you say nothing?
I wasn't playing anything, Lenina. I just wanted to be by myself.
Oh, Ford.
For when we end, our larger life has but begun.
You need so much.
I drink to my annihilation.
Oh, look, it's strawberry flavour, my favourite.
I don't want any.
Bernard, you must. It's an essential part of the service.
I drink to my annihilation.
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 I drink to the greater being.
I drink to the greater being.
I drink to the imminence of his coming.
I drink to the imminence of his coming.
Wonderful.
Ah, Mr. Marks. Sit down.
Thank you, Director.
Now, I'm not at all pleased with the reports I receive of your behaviour outside working hours.
Director, I have a permit for you to initial. It's been signed by the controller.
My workers must be above suspicion, particularly those of the highest castes. Alphas are so conditioned that they don't have to be infantile in their emotional behaviour, but that's all the more reason for their making a special effort to conform. And so, Mr. Marks, a permit? For the New Mexican reservation?
Yes, sir. Sir, is something the matter?
I must have been your age. How long ago? 20 years, I suppose, nearer 25. I had the same idea as you. Wanted to have a look at the savages. Got a permit for New Mexico and went there for my summer holiday with the girl I was having at the time. I think she had yellow hair. Anyhow, she was pneumatic, particularly pneumatic, I remember that. Well, we went there, looked at the savages and all that, and then, well, she got lost. We'd gone riding up one of those revolting mountains, and after lunch we went to sleep, or at least I did. She must have gone for a walk. Alone.
Alone?
When I woke up, she wasn't there. And the most frightful thunderstorm I've ever seen was just bursting on us. I searched and I shouted, but there was no sign of her. She must have fallen into a gully somewhere or been eaten by a mountain lion. Ford knows. Anyhow, it was horrible. It upset me very much at the time. More than it ought to have done, I dare say. I mean, after all, the social body persists, although the component cells may change. I actually dream about it sometimes.
You must have had a terrible shock.